So there have been a few personal experiences that have guided me to pursue medicine. When I was a teenager, I had a pretty severe eating disorder, and I could have used a really good family physician to guide me through that healing process, and I didn't have that. So I recognized just the importance of having that that go-to family physician for those types of things. And also, when I was a kid, I had a terrible sexual experience. I was raped, and I just didn't feel like I had anybody to go to. And that made me realize how important what an important role the family physician plays in counseling and guiding teenagers through difficult times in their lives. And I guess some other experiences as I went along and went to university were really helped me recognize the deficiencies of Western medicine. For example, I worked as a hyperbaric chamber operator with a patient who had suffered from mouth cancer, and she had exhausted all Western medical treatments, and she was told that she wouldn't survive the treatment and she would die pretty soon. So she was seeking hyperbaric oxygen therapy as a way to detoxify herself from the chemotherapy treatments. She was also doing acupuncture and many other alternative therapies. And she and I would sit in the chamber because I was there supervising her while she was breathing oxygen under pressure, and she would tell me about her journey and her story, and it helped me realize those limitations of Western medical practice and really inspired me to actually go into naturopathic medicine. And then, just having the experience of going through some parts of naturopathic medicine and even training in acupuncture, I recognize that the best approach to healthcare would really be an integrative approach. And so I decided to go back and pursue a Western medical education. So all those experiences have really inspired me to pursue medicine. And I think it's very challenging for me to pursue a Western medical education because that's not really where my heart is. I feel as though I struggle every single day to just jump through the hoops and get through my Western medical training in order to practice medicine in an integrative way and in a way that I think would be most beneficial for patients. But it is definitely challenging to be within this system of medicine and healthcare as a trainee. And so, and I also find it very difficult to care for myself while I'm in medical school, which, even inspires me more to move forward and become an integrative healthcare practitioner so that I can help patients who are even living a very busy and difficult life take care of themselves. Having had a child before deciding to go back to medical school, I've learned how to really balance, well, I guess I'm still struggling to learn how to balance lifestyle and my medical studies, which has been probably my most intense challenge. But at the same time, it's been my greatest teacher because it's really cut out some of the things that I used to find myself distracted by in my undergraduate training and previously in my life. It's really helped me focus my energies and keep in the forefront of my mind what's important and what I'm really trying to achieve. As I move through my training, I think I feel more and more like this whole process has been for me to just develop for myself, and jump over these hurdles and try my best to move through the forest. And in that process, I become a better person, and that's what really is going to be beneficial to my patients, not so much all of these things that I'm learning about. So that's been a very illuminating process. I think we concentrate more so on the method of how we're going to treat a patient as opposed to going inside of ourselves and recognizing who we really are and what our presence is really going to do for patients.